I just figured you want to test it.
Okay. Well, I'm testing it right now.
Ah! Fuck you! And your weird fizzy drinks.
I'm out of here.
No! Oh.
Hooray! We win! All right.
Success.
RateMyCock.com.
No! We're not going there again! I mean it all, ever.
Ah, oh, you slipped up, Sal. Now they know your terrible secret.
That I go to RateMyCock.com. Do not go to RateMyCock.com.
Otherwise you will see pictures of Sal's cock.
No, you will not!
What, you took him down?
I am not on that.
Anymore.
At all. Ever. I hate you.
This is great.
Anyway, welcome to SMBFP. I'm Sal, with me a special guest, Ben. And occasionally,
hey.
Tiffany.
How's it going? I got stuff in my mouth, so I might sound weird for a little bit.
I'm eating... We're all eating licorice.
Delicious licorice from Trader Joe's.
What kind of licorice is this? Australia's Daryl Lee. Or Leia.
We think it's made from kangaroos and koalas.
Because that's on the box.
It's on the box?
It's on the box! That's what fucking licorice does to you, man. Artificially flavored strawberry licorice. It's a pound of this shit, and we ate like...
Does it make you talk like you're from Chicago?
What are you talking about? Deep dish pizza.
I remember back in the day, candy would cost a penny.
A penny? The Blues Brothers drove through the candy shop in their car.
Great times, but those were the days.
We've just alienated the entire state of Illinois.
Sorry about that. We really appreciate what you've done for America. Fucking hicks.
That's not true. They just produced that, you know, that guy who won the presidency. What's his name? Osama bin Laden.
What?
Saddam Hussein. What? Oh, yeah. Barack Obama.
Obama.
My parents think his name is either Osama bin Laden or Barack, you know, Hussein, or whatever the hell. Because, you know.
Anyway,
my parents think he's a terrorist.
I voted for Obama. So
as did I.
I am quite happy he's going to be president.
Yeah, I mean, you know. I don't get terribly political, but yeah. Good for him.
It's good for America.
Yeah, let's hope so.
It's about damn time.
It's about damn time that something happens. I'm sure at least Obama won't be having shoes thrown at him at any point. That was awesome.
I hadn't heard about this.
Oh, man, you didn't see this?
Nope.
Bush went to Iraq to say goodbye. I'm like, sorry.
To say goodbye?
Yeah, because, you know, he's...
Did he ever go to say hello in the first place?
Yeah, he went there once or twice. But, like, he went there to be like, well, troops, later. As your commander-in-chief, I am bailing. Not really bailing, because he's, like, just leaving. But while he was there, a Iraqi photojournalist threw his shoes at Bush's face. He missed, but he was really close.
That's a shame. That would have been great.
The Iraqi prime minister, like, dove in front of him. Special note, the Secret Service didn't react at all. Like, totally missed it.
And you can take that in two ways. You can either say, all right, they knew it was a shoe, and it wasn't going to cause much damage.
Right, they're
or
really
they're saying, oh man, this is going to be great. He's going to hit right in the face.
I can't wait to see this. But like, dude, the fucking guy, he had his shoe ready. He throws the shoe. Then he reaches down, takes the second shoe off his foot, and then whips the other one off before Secret Service agents take him down. Now, if he had an assault weapon, the president would have been in eight fucking pieces.
Licorice. So Bush gets booted out of Iraq.
Yeah, he got booted out of Iraq, exactly. And now that guy, the shoe thrower, is considered like a big hero in the Arab community.
And probably the rest of the world.
Probably. A lot of people were really thrilled to see that. I was, like, disappointed because, Bush displayed cat-like reflexes. Because the man had a dead shot right for Bush's face, and he just dove out of the way. Like, Bush jumped right out of the way of the shoe, but then, like, hid behind the podium. Now, like, for reference, or for comparison, another American president, Andrew Jackson, was once shot at. A man tried to shoot at him, like, at point-blank range with a pistol. Twice. And he misfired. And Andrew Jackson beat him near death with an old hickory cane. And the Secret Service agents had to physically restrain the president from murdering his assailant.
So rather than go after this guy with the shoe...
Yeah, like...
Not a pistol!
No!
Not a lethal weapon!
Exactly.
Someone who was like, oh, fuck this man, I'm gonna throw my
I'm
shoe
gonna
at
throw
him.
Him. Well, he was aiming
Bush
for
went,
blood.
Oh! Cower.
Yeah, he cowered.
Instead of being like, well, I'm gonna take this fucker down.
I would've taken the fucker down. I would've been like, what the hell? Who throws a shoe? And then I would've taken his own shoe and beaten him with it.
Or thrown it back.
Yeah, hey, this reeks. Wear socks.
Learn to aim, you hippie!
Exactly.
Wham!
For Bush to say something like...
I'm kidding, hippies don't wear shoes.
Exactly. They wear sandals.
No, they go barefoot.
Do they go barefoot when they play hacky sack?
Oh, I don't even want to talk about that. It just makes me feel dirty and disgusting all over time.
Yeah.
Like Chris Modzelewski.
That dirty hippie. That dirty... He is the epitome. I say epitome because, like...
Don't like epitome?
Epitome is the real word. But no, like, a friend of mine learned all of his big words from comic books, like me. But unlike me, he didn't learn what the word really was. Yeah. So he, like, went through life thinking that epitome was epitome. Like, I remember he was like, that is the epitome of, like, good graces. And somebody was like, what the fuck did you just say? What the fuck is epitome? And he's like, you know, I mean, it's like...
The essence,
yeah,
right?
The exemplary, like...
The perfect thing of what I'm talking about.
And they're
the
like...
best example.
Epitome? And he's like, no.
No, epitome.
E-P-I-T-O-M-E. Epitome.
Epitome. Look at it.
And they're
everyone
like,
goes, no, it's
you're
epitome.
An idiot. And he whipped out an old issue of, like, Infinity Gauntlet and was like, look, Thanos says epitome. And they're like, no.
Thanos says epitome.
Interestingly enough, on page 37, Thanos also says that you're fucking retarded. and gullible. But, like, yeah.
He says I'm gullible? Where?
Where? Which page is that?
Speak to me.
So, what was the epitome?
What?
What was I saying?
I don't know.
Nah, it doesn't matter. Anyway, so how's it going?
It's going pretty good. How's it going with you?
Yeah, pretty good. If you listen to the podcast, you know. Douchebag.
I spend more of my time playing World of Warcraft.
You could listen to SMBFP while playing WoW.
Except I'd have to minimize the window every single time I wanted to adjust it.
Adjust what? The sound?
The podcast.
Why would you have to adjust it?
Switch to a different one.
Oh, yeah.
Stop it.
You can just create a playlist and throw a bunch of stuff on there.
I've tried. I can't get my thing to work like that.
You use iTunes?
Yeah. And there's a function in World of Warcraft where you can have
like
your
link
iTunes playing.
No shit, that's awesome.
It's great. You can play songs from your iTunes library.
Yeah.
On WoW. I just am apparently a tool and can't get it to work.
What?
Really?
Yeah. Well, you didn't know this?
No.
There's a whole thing where you can link your iTunes library into the WoW. Into WoW. It's so cool.
Oh, so that way you can have, like...
I would love to, like, have my own soundtrack while I'm doing it. The way I do it...
I've been waiting for that because EverQuest used to have an MP3 player that you could open up any music in.
Well, yeah, the way I do it is that I'll just have my iPod playing off of a Bose dock.
Oh.
Okay.
Because I...
Well, that way you
can
hear the sound effects in the game.
Yeah, you can.
Because otherwise, if you have, like, music playing in the background, like, if you, like, open up iTunes and play that and then minimize that and then open up WoW.
I think you can turn off the sound.
You can turn off
the
music in
yeah,
WoW
yeah.
And then just
well,
listen to it.
You can still have the sound effects.
Yeah, that's true.
The thing is that I'm not... I can't get it to work. I don't know how, because I've tried... There are buttons in the game where it's like, link this up, link that up. And I'm like, okay, is it working now? What do you mean no? Fuck you! I want to listen to I'll just plug in my iPod.
Damn.
I know, it's a great idea. Alright, that was Tiffany whispering she's gonna leave.
Yeah, what are you playing over there?
Condemned?
Is it good?
I just started. I don't know.
That's right, you haven't played it yet.
No, I haven't played it yet. I'm at the opening, FMV. So.
Is it good?
Were you missing it?
No, I paused it. I'm allowed to pause it, apparently.
Oh, cool, you can pause the FMV.
Yeah.
And what does FMV stand for?
SMV?
No,
FMV.
That's the full motion video.
Something like that.
I believe it's a full motion video.
It's the pretty graphics.
The movie part of the game.
The first major Vogue.
Yes.
Full Metal Velociraptor.
Oh my god, that should be the name of a song!
Oh, Full Metal, or a band.
I don't know if I could name a band that.
But I would listen to a song. Because
then I would think that, like, every song has to be about dinosaurs.
That's true. Or Nom.
or
dinosaurs
Nom.
And Nom.
Dinosaurs.
That is a fucking
Nom
game, right there. It's Turok and, like, Call of Duty.
I think they made something like that, only it was like demons in World War II. It was like the Nazis,
yes.
But they were devils.
They made a movie about that kind of shit.
Shit.
It looked retarded.
It did.
It the
horrible.
Game, I
was
believe...
Was it Captain Wolfenstein?
First of all...
No.
Wolfenstein was the first FPS.
Oh, God, yeah.
And then they
awesome.
Made the new one, which was Return to Castle Wolfenstein.
I can't believe they got upset that people were like, oh, there are Nazis in the game. It's
right,
offensive.
Like, what?
Yeah, but that doesn't have the
Yeah, but you kill him.
No. Return to Castle Wolfenstein is not of demons. It's basically just, like, the predecessor to, like, World War II games.
Yeah.
Return to Castle Wolfenstein is kind of like... It plays up the, like, genetic engineering of, like, the perfect Superman, like...
The first
kind of
superhuman soldier, basically.
Exactly, that kind of thing. Like Captain America, but, like,
yeah.
For Nazis. And not linked to Captain America. You want more of those liquors?
No, I'm gonna try and speak clearly.
Okay, well, I'm not. So
okay.
I'm gonna keep eating this shit. This is so good. I wish
I
Trader Joe's were closer. Where is Trader Joe's?
That one is over by Liz's place. Liz is my girlfriend, by the way.
Right.
Nice over
person.
Near Edgewater.
Edgewater. Okay. Is it like a freestanding building or is it part of like a block?
Oh yeah, it's freestanding.
Huh. How big is it?
Big building.
Is it like okay?
It's like a small food store. But, I mean, that's relative because I'm talking about, like, compared to, like, one of the gigantic fucking food stores.
Well, what about,
have.
Like, the health food store in Nedville?
I'd say it's either the same size or a little bit larger.
Okay. Does Trader Joe's have, like, a logo or anything like that? Does it look like... when I picture Trader Joe's, I picture, like, the Cherokee Trading Post with food in it.
I think... Hang on a second. Fuck's not on here. Trader Joe's does have a logo, but it's just the words Trader Joe's.
Okay, there's no like a cattle skull or something.
No.
Okay.
At least I don't think so. I could be entirely mistaken because I only shop there like rarely.
Right, and you don't look at the fucking sign.
Not really.
Not just enough to know that you are a Trader Joe's.
But man, they got good food.
Yeah. What was the last? You brought like penguin jellies.
Oh yeah, gummy tummies.
Yeah. Oh, they were good. Now describe gummy tummies, because those things are fucking good.
Well, I have to say one thing. The gummy tummies themselves say that they're gummy penguins with a liquid fruit center, which is their tummy. However, they don't look like penguins. They look like the Grimace from McDonald's. In fact, the people at Trader Joe's were kind of agreeing with me on this, and they said, don't say anything, because we don't want to be sued.
Oh,
but, rather than they picture them with this little like pointed nose and no mouth, but the gummy itself doesn't have a nose and it has this little smile for a mouth, so it totally looks like the Grimace.
Yeah, it does. I never thought of that.
Anyway, they're clear gummy with a green, red, or deep purple center for lime, strawberry, and raspberry.
Oh,
and they're absolutely wonderful. You can like bite out their tummy and make them bleed.
Oh yeah. They're so good.
And they're made with, like, natural fruit juices and things like that.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that they were, like... I mean, they're not healthy, but, you know, they're at least made of natural ingredients.
Right. Because it's Trader Joe's. It's really good stuff.
Yeah. Now, they have, You left over a bag of that stuff, and Tiffany and I ate it, and we were, like... we were almost kind of fighting over it. Because it was kind of like, yeah, you didn't finish the Jelly Bellies, did you? And she's like, no. And I'm like, good. Now we go and, like, eat them all. She's like, where the hell did they all go? I'm like, well, I don't know. You must have eaten them all.
Yeah, they're kind of addictive.
Yeah. I gotta go up to, like, Bridgewater?
Edgewater.
Edgewater. Is Bridgewater near Edgewater?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I think if I go to Bridgewater, I'm fucked.
They're like, where the fuck's the Trader Joe's? And they're like, Trader Joe's? This is Canada.
Bridgewater, Canada. That sounds about right. I don't think that's true.
I don't think so either, but... It'll be good for a good story.
Yeah, it's true. There's a Vulcan, Canada.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they say live long and prosper?
Fucking, they capitalized on the name of their town, which was like, you know, 100 and whatever years old. And then one day, somebody named a fucking Jewish actor after him, and they capitalized on it. Like, apparently the town of Vulcan is like a backwater Shitsville town. It'd be like a fucking, I don't know, like West Milford. It'd be like if West Milford were really named Darth Vader. But like before Darth Vader existed. And then like Vulcan, Canada, they built not a full scale, but a very gigantic version of like the Starship Enterprise. And then put it out in like their middle of their town. So when you drive by you can like see the Enterprise. And like there's a welcome center and they sell like Vulcan ears. Which are just, you know, kind of costume ears.
So what they are is retarded.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're also whores. Because they were like, hey, we can make a buck off this. And like, Trekkies make the pilgrimage to Vulcan.
Wait a minute.
Yeah?
Everyone's a whore.
Yes.
If anyone could make a dollar off of something, they will.
Oh my god, yeah. I mean, what do you think this is? Actually, I'm not... Well, I mean...
I was going to say, you charge for this?
No.
How do you have any listeners?
I could not... First of all, I don't. Second of all, I could not justify charging for... I can't justify anybody's charging for a podcast. Do you know any, like, podcasts that actually cost anything?
I don't think so.
And I know...
Again, I don't really listen to much podcasting.
Mm, I don't either.
I like music, preferably.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. I'll be driving, and I'll, like, be in the mood to hear something other than my own thoughts, but I don't want to hear music. I'll just, like, want to hear someone yammering on about something, but I don't want to listen to talk radio because I hate everyone on the radio. Like, I have a personal moral opposition to radio.
What you should do is you should hire a mother-in-law to sit in your car
and then
just yak your ear off, tell you what to do, tell you what's wrong with your life,
why I'm driving poorly, and how I can make myself better.
It'd be great.
How her daughter isn't good, like how I'm not good enough for her daughter. You know, standard mother.
I was going to say son, but you know, whatever.
Well, you'd be incorrect, because I would not be interested in any sons, because I'm a man. A heterosexual man who is not in any way gay.
So, who's the first person that told me about ratemycock.com?
That would be Tiffany.
No. No, that would be you.
First of all, get out. Second of all, leave the licorice.
Well, if that's how it's going to be.
You're goddamn right.
You're sleeping on the couch.
No! Because we're not sleeping anywhere together.
Well, not after this conversation.
I hate you.
Yeah, I know.
God damn it.
Anyway, driving in the car.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, just like, I will throw on a podcast so I can hear other people, like, talking, you know, about whatever.
So do you have, like, preference topics?
I don't care. So long as it's people that I usually agree with or that I'm interested in, I don't care what they're talking about. Like, I'll listen to Smodcast, which is the Kevin Smith podcast where he and Scott Mosier talk. And I listen to the College University podcast, where it's just the two brothers. And they usually just burp and talk about, like, football and shit. They're really funny, but, like, it's not... Neither is a substantive podcast. They're just two dudes talking.
So how do you determine, you know, how to find these people and what's worthy?
I don't really listen to other podcasts. Like, I knew about Smodcast because I listen... Because I, you know, I'm a Kevin Smith fan. so it was only natural that I would, like, check out the podcast.
Okay.
And that's free, but they talk about how it's not... They talk about how it is free. Like, they'll be like, oh, and this is a free podcast, by the way. And I'm like, well, you know, they're all free, right? Like, I don't know. I'd be like, this is free water, you know? And it's like, well, shit.
No. You gotta charge for water.
Well, something. Like, well, no. I mean, if you go to into a Starbucks, you can get free water.
Gotta pay for the cup.
No, you don't.
You do.
I don't have to pay for the cup.
Your soul. Because it's fucking Starbucks.
All right, well, fair enough. I didn't realize that this was, like, entrapment.
I can find fault with anything you say.
Exactly.
Anything at all. Unless it's, I'm awesome.
Damn it. I was about to tell you how awesome you were.
Well, it's true.
Yeah. And how gay you are. And how awesome that is.
Well, yeah. Gay meaning happy in the old 18th century term.
Right. And homosexual. Like the old Grecian term. Probably sex with men. And boys.
I love how you had to quietly add, and boys.
And boys.
What are we, priests? Come, tell me your sins.
Boy.
Well, it's five Hail Marys and a suck my cock.
Oh my god. Welcome to Political Cast.
Wow. This is taking a dangerous turn.
It is. We need to derail. So, yeah, I
so
listen...
So, puppies.
I listened to this podcast just because I found out about it through my Kevin Smith news. And I listened to College University's podcast because I watched College University.
Are you, like, slowly hunching over the mic?
Yeah.
Hello.
Well, I'm resting
my
against...
My name is Sal Gravelli. This is the sound of my voice.
I'm more leaning on my elbow, and the microphone is by my knees. So I'm, like, you know, resting. Apropos that voice comment, if you've been seeing those either their Optimum... I think it's Optimum Voice commercials with Brad Majors.
Sorry, who?
You know, Brad from fucking Rocky Horror Picture Show, or the mayor from Spin City.
Oh, yes, okay.
Where he's the voice, and he's like, don't you love my voice? I've grown to hate him.
I still love him.
Because of those commercials.
He's got an amazing voice.
Yes. Kind of. Like, it's not the coolest voice.
Kind of?
It's not like fucking, like, Peter Cullen.
Look, it's not James Earl Jones. I give you that much.
Yeah. I mean, like,
he's got a good voice.
Yeah, I mean, it's very smooth. I will give him that. But, I mean, like, but I don't know.
What's
maybe
the motive?
I think it's just the fact that they're so... I think it's the fact that it is that commercial.
You know what it is? It's the fact that it's Optimum Online.
Yeah.
Every single Optimum Online commercial is a pain in the ass because it sucks. And it's stupid. Like the tech support security and speed ones.
I hate,
like,
those commercials!
With that jet little... plane lands on her lawn!
Excuse me, lady. My jet plane is fast. But that, what do you have on your computer? That's like a fucking
Optimum
conversation.
Online. Wow. That's amazing. The only redeemable part of that commercial is when he goes, sorry about your lawn.
Yes. But, like, that's like... But, I mean, he says, what do you have in that computer?
You know what I got in this computer? Hardware.
Hardware.
Microchips, processors,
yeah, I've got
shit
a,
like
I've
that.
Got, maybe I've got a video card and a fan. But
I
like,
got some wires.
I have Optimum Online hooked up to my computer.
You know what I got in my computer? Fucking gnomes.
Yeah, like fucking magic
steal
nymphs.
Your underpants.
Steal your underpants and make a profit out of it.
We don't know how.
And also, when they find the time, they make my computer run fast. Or, like, the one with the little boy who's, like... What is he... He's, like...
He's sitting down on his laptop.
Yeah, and he's, like, researching...
Like, the mom comes in to give him a sandwich or tell him that,
and
like,
the fucking,
lunch is ready.
Yeah.
And, like, he's got bouncers.
And they're... That kid's a douchebag. I don't know this woman. I would have slapped
him. And
then she
looks at him. Yeah. He goes, ah, she's fine.
She's cool.
You walk in, you just backhand him right across the face.
I mean, like, she
the
fucking...
What's wrong with you?
She's bringing him a sandwich. I would have thrown his fucking sandwich in the garbage.
It's like, oh... Really? You don't know me? Well, I don't know you. And this is my house. Get out.
My Optimum. My laptop.
I'm gonna call the police. What are your bouncers gonna do about that?
I think they're gonna bounce the shit out of you guys with your fucking tasers.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's him right there. Shoot him.
I don't know this boy.
He stormed in here with these fucking people in suits.
That's true. And he's kind of grown on me over time, but I really used to hate that guy. Like, the Optimum guy. The guy, like... in jeans and, like, a blazer. And, like, wanders into the commercial and he's like, hey, this is the Optimum Network. If you like Optimum Online, you're a smart guy. If you don't, fuck you. And then he leaves halfway through the commercial's over. I'm like, hey, that guy didn't stay through the whole commercial. Fuck him.
No, but he actually had a little bit of class.
Yeah, I kind of dig that guy. Like, over time, like, he kind of grew on me. But when I first knew it, like, when I first saw him, I'm like, fuck that guy. Fuck that guy. Because he used to leave in the middle of the commercial. He'd be like, whatever. You can have Optimum Online or not. Whatever. I don't care. Hand. And
here,
then leaves.
Go watch the rest of this commercial. I got better things to do.
And then you're just an empty screen. Fuck him. At least that was my opinion back then. Now it's like, eh. I think it's because he sticks around to tell me the rest of the message.
I'm a little terrified at the new Optimum Online commercials with the Latin American influence in it.
Which one? Is that? No. Those aren't the ones where it's like...
No, not the crazy singing one.
Okay.
And the puppets, too. I'm sick and tired of the singing puppets.
I haven't seen any
Look,
singing
I
puppets.
I like Avenue Q,
but
the Optimum Online commercial with the singing puppets is not Avenue Q. It's not fucking funny. Don't do it anymore. Anyway, no, the one I'm talking about is the one where it's the whole network, and it's like, hey, you can have all of these things with Optimum TV and Optimum
Online. Oh, is that where, like...
And
like,
it's the van.
The van full of, like, samurai warriors and wrestlers and
no,
shit?
No. It's not samurai warriors. It's every Latin American, like,
stereotypical
icon.
Yeah.
It's the salsa band that comes
right,
out.
Right, the mariachi band.
And the family, and the soccer players, and they're... The joke is that they've got everyone in their village packed into a van. It's horrible! You look at it, you go, oh my god, did they actually make the commercial where they've got a shitload of Mexicans coming out of it? Yes, they did. They did. That's great.
They never put that together.
Oh yeah, it's really
yeah, they like,
funny.
Then they like bust them over the border. And
but
then
I
drop
can't
them
stand
off.
Watching it because I'm like, wow. Wow, this is just stereotypical to a fault.
Yeah, that is. That's pretty racist, actually. That's kind of funny.
I'm going to go look this
I'm
up on
go
YouTube.
Check that shit out. No, but those fucking singing commercials are bullshit.
Oh, they're
877-853. Fuck them. I don't remember the rest of the numbers, but I hate them. You know what else I hate? The fucking freecreditreport.com commercials.
Oh, God, they're terrible.
That band, I want to find them.
The first one was funny.
Oh,
because
was...
it was actually new and interesting. We're like, oh, this is kind of cute. But the trouble is that every single company now that has a successful commercial...
They just bury
just
it.
Just builds off of that idea and doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Like the Altel network.
Well, which one are you thinking of?
Oh, the one where it's...
Oh, just you know, the
come on, Chad! We're all pissed off at you!
Because we're AT&T Verizon.
We're other actual successful people. Oh, we're going to be horrible now and be like, oh, look at us, we're dorks. No, we're actual successful companies that do business.
Yeah.
We're Alltel blows.
Yeah, I've never heard of, like, before, I've never heard of Alltel. I don't know anyone who uses it. The only way I know about Alltel is from the Alltel commercials.
They're making, and this is really horrible, they're making the typical high school popular kid.
Yeah, like their mascot guy.
He's got, like, the waxed hair.
He does.
Bleach blonde, and they're making it a popularity contest. Have you seen the one where they're actually at, like, a college or high school football game?
No, I've
all
not
the
seen
nerds,
that one.
Quote unquote, the actual popular.
Yeah, the main character. The companies, yeah.
Are all trying to, like, talk to the cheerleaders and be like, hey, we got good deals, we can give you stuff. And the cheerleader's like, we're gonna go with Chad!
That's bullshit.
I'm like, what the fuck is this? How does that sell me a company?
Yeah.
It doesn't sell me phone service. Your phone service sucks.
Yeah, their phone service marketing ploy is essentially based off of the, like, high school hierarchy that we, like, really tried to avoid when we were in high school to begin with.
That pretty much everyone
was
tried,
like,
to avoid.
Hey, you want to use Alltel because you don't want to be a fucking nerd. Like those fags over there. That's horseshit. That's based off of some kind of, like, elitism.
Yeah.
Screw Alltel.
Well, I understand elitism.
Mm-hmm.
Because every company wants to be elite.
Well, yeah, well, like, every company wants to be great. I mean, like, well, they do the fucking, like, that Whopper Virgins commercial. That really bothers me, too. The fucking...
Wait, what?
Oh, it's
Whopper
the...
Whopper Virgins?
Yeah, the Burger King is doing a campaign where they're, like... I don't know if it's real or not. I'm sure it's not. Where they're, like, they, like, fly in, like, aborigine... Like, not aborigine, but, like, tribal people from, like, Africa.
Yeah.
And they're, like, these people have never tasted a burger. So we're gonna give them the Whopper and the Big Mac and see which one they choose. And I'm like, don't give them any of those things. Give them a real burger. Don't give them anything. Like,
I got a great idea. How about sending them help?
Yeah! These two people are dying of AIDS because their countries are being, like, ravaged by epidemics. And, like, we're going to give them a Whopper and see if
they
like
it. We're going to see which one they prefer.
Like, what?
The natural taste.
Like, what? Both of them are horrible for you and gross. Like...
Please fix our country's economy.
Like, the Whopper's just bigger. Like, I'm sure they will pick the Whopper because it's just... Because the Whopper they can take back and feed their entire family with. As opposed to the Big Mac, which they wouldn't feed their family with. Like, But you can go to WhopperVirgins.com. Which, by the way, if you can have a commercial for fucking Burger King, and you can use the word virgins in it, but you couldn't have a poster for a movie called Zack and Miri Make a Porno without resorting to using them as fucking stick figures. There is something wrong with your bullshit marketing plans. It's annoying. What?
No, I'm just waiting for you to take your lips off of Kevin Smith's butt at the moment.
I feel bad because the movie really, really... because the movie tanked, and I didn't really... And I feel bad because I wasn't really the biggest supporter of it.
It's okay, just get your nose in there.
No, I'm just saying, like...
If you're listening, we love you.
No, I'm just saying I didn't care. I thought, like, there's this weird, like, double standard for everything.
Well, yeah.
And it bothers me because, like, Burger King could pay to have, like, Whopper Virgins be, like, broadcast in every major...
Well, it's the word that virgin. It's not a dirty word.
No, but, like, few things are. Like...
Well, few things are dirty words, but the idea is that the way the public sees it is going to be something entirely different.
But, I mean,
different.
Explaining what... Like, because the whole issue is explaining to... Like, explaining context to your children. You know, like, explaining what a porno, for that example, is. Like, your kid's going to see a poster that says, Zack and Mary make a porno. And your kid, and they're, like, just so terrified of, like, your kid saying, like, Mom, Dad, what is a porno? And, like, I don't see the difference between that and having a kid say, like, Mom, Dad, what's a virgin? Like a porno. What do you say about what's a porno? You say, it's a film for mommies and daddies. It's a movie that you're not allowed to watch. That's all you gotta say. And it's like, well, what does that mean? Well, fucking two guys. Yeah, I'm not telling you because you're like 11. Or like, well, 11-year-olds know what a fucking porno is, let me tell you. But like...
Well, we certainly hope so.
I did.
Well, yeah.
But like, you know, but like a 7-year-old says like, Mom, Dad, what's a porno? That's a movie that you're not allowed to watch. It has nothing to do with you. You know? Like, Shrek is a movie for you.
I don't think any self-respecting parent's going to be like, oh, well, let me just show you this.
You're right. Or, like, or say, like, that's a film in which mommies and daddies have sex with each other. Sometimes three at a time.
Well, if you're asking the question, looks like you're old enough. Here, son, let me show you the stash.
Exactly. And then, and then they find out that they actually learned it from a billboard advertising a movie. And they were like, oh! I didn't have to explain that shit for another couple of years. But, like, it's the same thing where they're watching TV and it's literally coming on after SpongeBob SquarePants. And it's like, it was WhopperVirgins.com. Mom and Daddy, what's a virgin? I think that's harder to explain around than a movie for mommies and daddies or a movie for grown-ups.
It's someone who hasn't tried something yet.
Yeah, but that's not even close to being accurate. A virgin is simply... A virgin is someone who hasn't had sex yet.
Or it's someone who hasn't tried something yet.
I don't... I feel like that's,
yeah,
like... That's like
I entirely agree with like the fact fucking, that like, the original
I feel like
virgin.
That's a vanilla version of that word.
No, I mean, think about the way that it's used now.
Yeah, I know that. Like,
a
I mean, like
virgin,
or like a Rocky
Horror Rocky
Picture
virgin.
Show virgin. Exactly, that's the example. I
someone who hasn't experienced
hasn't
experienced.
Yes,
now,
but the Rocky
it's
Horror
because it started with someone who hasn't experienced sex.
Right, and the...
but it's been covered into multiple topics.
I
now.
Understand that. Yeah, I mean, like it's a word that you can use generally now.
So now I believe it's a little bit safer, so that you could actually say it's someone who hasn't tried something yet.
All right, fair enough. But if they use it in any context, they're going to be... Like, if a seven-year-old goes to school and says, like, you're a virgin, they're going to get in trouble. Because... And then they're going to have to, like, be hit even with even more context. Like, I'm afraid Billy doesn't even understand what a virgin is. And the mom and dad are like, no, we did. We told them it wasn't something... It's something that they haven't tried yet. And they're like, we would appreciate it if Billy didn't use that fucking word.
Well, I'd appreciate if you didn't curse in front of my fucking son.
I'd be like, well, I'd appreciate it if you get the fuck out of my office.
Fuck you, I pay your taxes.
Fuck you! I got tenure!
Well then!
It appears
I'm gonna go slash your tires!
I'm gonna fail your child!
I'm gonna homeschool him!
Good!
Oh, fuck that, I'm not gonna homeschool
exactly.
my child.
Exactly, have fun!
Yeah, fucking Brett!
This kid said we're retarded, he doesn't even know what a virgin is.
I can't teach this asshole!
He's gullible enough to think that a virgin means it's something somebody hasn't tried yet.
Man, we're gonna make great parents.
Oh man. I'm looking forward to it. Hey! Have Justin and Katie picked a Godfather yet?
I hope not.
We should fight for it.
We should fight to see who's going to be the Godfather?
Yeah, you, me, and Chris will fight.
All right, but if we're going to do this, we have to dress up in suits, put cotton balls in our cheeks.
Yes, and I get an orange cat.
All right, I get dibs on the pesticide sprayer.
Oh, okay. That means Chris can get a...
gun.
No!
Shit!
No, Chris can have an orange.
Chris can have an orange?
Yeah, remember Vito puts the orange
in his
the
orange, but I think he might use the knife instead. You know what? Fuck it. For my thing, forget the pesticide sprayer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna choose the rest of the mob.
No! Hey!
Dibs!
Dibs! No!
Not dibs!
Dibs!
Dibs.
No, damn.
Ah.
Shit.
I win this round.
I hate you.
Boys! Get him.
Hey! Alright, I forfeit.
You can't forfeit.
I totally forfeit.
I'm allowed to forfeit.
What's wrong with forfeiting?
You can't forfeit in a mob war.
All of a sudden it became mob war? I don't have a mob, it's just
We're
me.
We're talking about the Godfather.
Godfather. I mean, of the child, not like of the mob.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, then who are my goons?
I have no idea. I would assume probably Tiffany and, like, Danielle. They're your wow goons.
You know what it should be? They should choose the Godfather, and then they should choose goons as well.
Mm.
So that the goons can serve under the Godfather.
Yes! Okay, now you're talking. All right. Works for me.
We can get a whole, like, system set up.
Yeah.
Oh my god, this is a great idea! It'll be like a network!
Yes! We can have a little flowchart like they have, like, you know, when they're prosecuting mobsters.
And the FBI will be like, oh, there's this crazy new mob that's happening up in Bhutan.
Sal Gravelli's the mob, the Godfather, and his underlings, Ben Barracuda and Chris Mazeluski. Looks like they've got the Polish in it.
What do they do? I don't know, they watch after some kid named Adelaide.
Yeah, they take care of this kid when his parents want to go out.
That doesn't really sound like it's a crime.
No.
But they're a mob. It's gotta be drugs.
Yeah. Adelaide isn't a baby. Adelaide is coke! When this kid gets older, I hope she gets to listen to these things.
When this kid gets older, if we have any influence over her, God help her. Just God help her.
I hope... Well, in the first story I'm going to tell her is, like, when I first held Adelaide, she took a dump on me.
Really?
Yeah. They were like, because I was there when they, like, Justin sent a picture of her when he's like, when she, like, came out. He's like, look, this is my baby. And so Tiff and I were like, let's go over there. Because it was at fucking St. Clair's.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
So we were like, brrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr not. This baby's like 2 hours old. There is no goddamn way that I'm going to drop this fucking baby. So I, and I was like, nah, you know, because like, well, I don't, my confidence level for holding a baby, I don't know.
It's difficult at
first. I stepped into a rake once. I'm not holding the baby. So like,
once?
All right, maybe twice. But like, it's the same rake. But then a couple weeks ago, we were at Jason's place, and they were there, you know, Justin and Katie with the baby, and they were like, no, that wasn't a couple weeks ago, that was a while ago, but like, they were like, here, like, you want to hold her? And I'm like, all right. So I'm sitting.
Enough time has passed.
And I'm sitting, so I felt a lot more comfortable. I'm like, all right, I'm sitting. She's shorter to fall. So they put her in my hands, and I'm holding her, and I'm it's going pretty good. I'm like, all right, maybe this is okay. And then I hear, like, and I'm like, what the hell? Is this baby farting on me? And then it takes a dump. Now it's sheathed, it had like a diaper on it, but Adelaide totally took a crap in my arms. And I was like, what the hell?
That just means she's comfortable around you.
Yeah, like I guess I just she felt safe with me. I had a gentle touch. Enough to move her bowels. But okay. I was like, this is really funny. Like, and no one took a picture.
I think the first story I tell Adelaide is gonna be how I met her father.
Yeah.
Back in, God, preschool, Justin was in the second year of preschool and I was in the first. And some kid who was bullying us pushed Justin, knocked him to the ground. And I went over and I said, let's go tell on him. And he said, yeah. And we got that kid in trouble. And ever since that day, we were friends. What?
That is the lamest dealing with a bully story I have ever heard. It's like, because that story goes, it's ready to, you know, you're like, let's go kick his ass. And then we waited after school and we jumped him and beat the ever-loving hell out of him and he left Justin alone. But like, this was like, let's follow the rules exactly. Follow protocol and we got him in trouble and that was that. The boy was reprimanded and we were never held to deal with him again.
I was like 3.5, 4. What do you expect of me?
I don't know. Like, but it's still a great story.
What happens when you're in trouble when you're 3 and 4? Oh, this person's picking on me. I'm gonna go tell on him. Yeah, I'm gonna find an adult.
I'm gonna get an adult and put the kibosh on this shit.
Later on, that's when we beat the shit out of people.
Yeah.
Verbally.
You're like, in fact, later, I found that kid. He had moved to Minnesota, but I found him. And,
this was a week ago. I beat the shit out of him with a tire iron.
He didn't even know who I was.
I said, you pushed a friend of mine a long time ago. Now you got it coming. And I broke his shins.
What was his name? Do you remember?
I don't know. He's a preacher now.
Really?
Yeah.
With the kid?
Yeah, broke his shins.
Oh, yeah, yeah. For real? Is he really a priest?
I don't know.
You remember his name at all?
Fuck that. I remember he pushed my friend. Why do I remember his name?
I don't know. It's important. Well, how are you going to turn him in?
I think that would be terrible.
What if you
want to know why?
Name? Why?
Because chances are nowadays courts would actually prosecute him. Like, I could sue. Be like, he pushed a friend of mine back into his 5.
That's true.
I'm going to sue.
Because Justin
some
like,
fucking lawyer would take that case.
He would. I mean, it might not last, but like, yeah, he would. And Justin would be like, you know, every day I've mental anguish. And now I'm going to like, I'm afraid for my child because I might like be overprotective.
I can't send her to school because I'm afraid she'll get pushed.
Exactly, pushed. And there
and
are
then
no
she'll
little,
find a friend.
And there are no little Bens out there to protect her. And if there are, I don't want her walking around with those.
I don't want her around with a man. I know what he's like.
Exactly.
He'll start saying all sorts of curse words and being evil, trying to run her over with a golf cart.
What?
I accidentally almost ran Justin over with a golf cart.
What?
We were like 15. I was invited down to Florida with his family.
Oh, nice.
First time I'd ever been on a plane by myself.
Oh, wow.
I went down with them, but riding up back to Jersey, I was on the plane by myself. Anyway, we went to play golf. First time I played golf.
Yeah.
If it was the four of us, it was Justin and myself in one, mm-hmm. and Mr. and Mrs. Almeida in a different cart.
Okay.
And Justin and I would take turns driving the cart, And at one point, on the golf cart, there is a gear switch. It's electric, but
boogie woogie.
It's either forward or reverse.
Mm-hmm.
And the lever apparently got stuck in the center.
Okay.
We didn't realize this.
Yeah.
But we try and go on the cart and make it move, and it doesn't want to go. Mm-hmm. And we can't figure out what's wrong with it. We figure it's just broken.
Right.
So after about 2-3 minutes of us trying to figure this out, the Almeidas come back, try and help us.
Mm-hmm.
But before they can get to us, Justin's like looking in front of the cart, seeing if there's something stuck. And I finally look down and be like, oh, it's the lever. Meanwhile, my foot's already on the gas. So the second I switch it over into forward,
mm-hmm.
it jumps forward. And Justin like dives out of the way.
Oh.
And Mrs. Almeida was like, Ben! I went, what? She goes, that's it, you're riding with me now. Because she thought I purposely tried to run over her son.
I had no idea
at the time.
That's sad.
Yeah, it was kind of funny, though.
Did you get to explain that again? Did Justin's folks ever learn that you...
I said I was sorry. I don't think it mattered too much.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's not like it was a big deal.
Yeah.
She was just like, you're riding with me. And I rode with her. And then we finished our game of golf.
Nice.
From what I can tell, I sucked.
Yeah, I suck at golf.
I like hitting golf balls. Like,
yeah,
going to the
driving range.
Range?
We should do that. Well, not now.
No, it's freezing.
Yeah, and it's fucking under, like, at least eight inches of snow.
It's just cold.
Yeah.
We don't need to hit golf balls when it's cold.
No, we should just do that when it's, like, springtime.
Yeah.
Even the fall, we could have done that.
You know what we could have done? Gone hiking.
We'll go hiking! Not right now. It's cold. And late.
Well, no, not right now.
Well, yeah.
But we should do it soon.
Alright, we will.
Even in the snow. Like... Winter hiking is nice.
Yeah.
I know that yeah. That yeah means a no.
Well, I mean...
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, I mean, I like hiking up, like, a mountain. But I'm not hiking up a mountain if it's covered in ice.
Why not? It's more fun.
No, it's not fun. And I know what that fun means. That means dangerous.
What, are you afraid you're gonna break an ankle?
Yes! Last time I dealt with you in snow, I fucking did break my ankle.
No, that was you in snow. It wasn't you, me, and snow. I had nothing to do with you breaking your ankle.
We were in the
You didn't
snow.
Choke up on the reins.
You and your fucking choking.
Hey, I choked up on the reins. Did I break my ankle? No.
I fell off of the thing.
You fell off of a tiny kitty sled because you didn't choke up on the reins.
It has nothing to do with the reins. I hit a bump, and I fell off.
And yet, I went over bumps. I choked up on the reins. I had a good grip. I stayed on the sled.
Well, we're two different people. And you went in two different directions.
So it just goes back to the fact that I'm awesome.
If by awesome you mean gay.
We keep saying this.
And
it's just I'm awesome.
No. You're a douchebag. You and Tim. You're leaving me there.
Hey, we wanted to keep sledding.
Yeah, I know.
We didn't know your ankle was broken. We thought it was just like a minor twist or a sprain.
I think you did know it was broken, but you said it was a sprain so that I wouldn't bitch.
No, I really thought that you couldn't have possibly broken your ankle.
Well, I assumed that as well. That's why we didn't just go to the hospital.
I know,
which was right there. Yeah, that was really stupid.
No, climbing over the barbed wire fence, that was stupid.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't have done that. That... Yeah, it was painful.
Yeah, we got stabbed.
Yeah.
We threw my coat over it to try and protect, but it did not work so well.
No. And then remember your brilliant plan for next time? Where we were just going to get
Suburban
and then
just,
jump over the thing. Yeah. That wasn't going to...
How are we going to land? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't going to work.
Painfully. That's how we're going to land. With more broken ankles.
Exactly. God, that sucked.
I'll just throw you over first and jump on you.
No!
Why not? You're the perfect cushioning.
I'm not that cushiony.
Oh, come on, Sam. You're cushiony.
Don't touch me. This podcast is over.
See you, people.
All right. Thanks a lot for listening, and don't forget to email us at smbfc.net. It's smbfc.net@gmail.com. Thanks a lot.
Take care.
Hey, thanks for joining us, Ben.
I will do what I can to make sure that I... make fun of you all the time.
Thanks. You should definitely jump in on this more often. It's a lot of fun.
Hey, as long as I'm here, I got no problem.
Exactly.
Tiffany, say goodbye.
Bye.
I don't know if you heard that or not, but she said bye.
Yeah. How's the game? No, it really worked out.
Apparently, it wasn't that good.
What are you playing now?
Assassin's Creed.
All right. Well, all right. That was it.
This is the official goodbye.
Yes, this is definitely
goodbye.
We
mean it this time.
Well, every time I say goodbye on, like, a podcast, I then talk for, like, 20 minutes. I'm like, well, that was it. So anyway, what do you really want to talk about? And then I just keep
recording. I know, beef jerky.
Oh, no! By the way, if anybody has any venison jerky, fucking send it to me, because I will eat that shit.
If anyone also has a stack of 20s, send that to me, because I could use it.
Split that 20s and give it me half.
Split that 20s? You mean those 20s?
That stack. Split that stack of 20s and give me half of it.
Don't give him half. He doesn't know how to pronounce things.
Fuck you.
He's got horrible grammar. Listen to him, people! Listen!
I do not have horrible grammar, okay? I am a grammarian. I am an English graduate. I can manipulate the English language however I want.
However you want?
However
you
I want.
You mean, like, incorrectly?
Incorrectly becomes correctly when I fucking use it.
Oh.
That's right.
So you can do no wrong when it comes to the English language.
This is correct. Yeah.
Really? You can't tell this, but I'm staring
intensely. At me. I'm like, yes. Yeah.
Got my eyebrow raised and everything.
Yep. I agree with myself. Yes. I can do no wrong with the English language. He's still staring at me. This podcast is over.
Awkward.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.